New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is catching quite a bit of heat for his mandate that healthcare workers get fully vaccinated. Anti-vaxxers saying this is Murphy going back on his pre-election promise there would be no further mandates. That narrow vision reaction denies reality that's endangering the lives of those most prone to the coronavirus. Example, Andover Subacute and Rehab 2, now known as Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center. We're back in the news, as that location is reporting the worst COVID-19 outbreak among all 670 long-term care facilities in New Jersey. What are we now, 3 years into the pandemic? Only about 52% of the residents and zero staff have gotten booster shots at Andover Woodland. Operated as the lowest vaccination rate among residents and staff among the long-term care facilities in Sussex County, 85% of residents and just 65% of staff are fully vaccinated. Staffing concerns were so severe, the National Guard had to be called in to once again help out the facility. And by the way, the crazies among us hear that and say, well, this is part of a plot. Yeah, it's a plot to ID those who refuse to get vaccinated. You know what they're going to do to them? They're going to take them to internment camps. Yeah, those camps are being set up as we speak. No, I'm not making that up. There are people who truly believe that idiocy. Anyway, getting back to Andover Woodland, why is this facility still allowed to operate independently? Why hasn't there been a state takeover in order to protect the residents of the facility? What have the governor, what have the members of the state assembly, what have the members of the state senate said about this? More importantly, what have they done about this? Yeah, I know the Senate Republicans keep saying there needs to be hearings. As that hamster wheel continues to spin, how many more lives will come to an end from this virus at Andover Woodland?